The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
There have been suggestions that town councils might be re-established in Ireland by 2029. The suggestion by none other than the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin. He cited a sense of representation at all levels. Michael Sheehan is an independent councillor in New Ross in County Wexford. Michael, do you think we should reinstall the town councils?
Absolutely, Kieran. Like, if you're listening, and anybody listening to Jack is very passionate there, and he was talking about all of the Indigenous and all of the towns and everything like that. And I think it is essential that the town councils make a comeback, and that the task force, which is reviewing the role of local councillors and local representation, one of the things I really hope they'll come out stronger with is the need to establish town councils by the 3-year term line for 2029's elections.
Why were they abolished? Remind us.
Well, they were abolished by the Fine Gael and Labour coalition at the time when they were doing the bonfire of the Quangos. And to be honest with you, it was the one area that Brendan Howland said was the biggest mistake he ever made, was getting rid of the local council, because it removed the lowest level of Irish democracy. And, you know, for a lot of people, like, it's a really good way to start their political career. It was always easier to get onto the town councils and elevate up from that way. So they got rid of it as cost saving. However, they didn't really save anything, because the amount of county councillors increased. When the town councillors were gone, county councillors increased. The average town councillor got €4,000 per year, and the average county councillor got €30,000. So you can do the math on that, Kieran. And the corollary was that the administration that was servicing town councils, it wasn't abolished either. They just simply found new roles within county hall. So in terms of savings, you know, there was none. Like, we lost a whole layer of representation. We lost a whole layer of councillors, and towns lost their identity. And I think we're seeing that now all over the country, where town centres after 6 o'clock are literally deserted.
All right. Tom Phillips is with us as well, Michael. He's the managing director of Tom Phillips and Associates and an adjunct associate professor of town planning in UCD. Tom, do you think we should bring back town councils?
Good afternoon. I don't know. And the reason being that if you look and see why they were abolished in the first place, I don't see why it would change. And that we have a very strong democratic base in Ireland, despite what people might think. At the time, there were 1,627 councillors down to 949 councillors now. But we had too many planning authorities. So, for example, we had around 80 town councils. One of them processed 1 year 4 planning applications and the next year 6 planning applications. So there's nothing wrong with the 31 that we have. That is sufficient. And I remember doing a thing for students years ago where I worked out that if China had the same number of town councils as we had pro rata, it would have 26,000 town councils. So, like, we just had too many councillors. And I don't think it's a lack of democracy. The councillors still have a role. And what it actually did is strengthen the county and city councils, changed county managers into chief executives and gave people a greater role and gave the actual councillors greater power. The fewer councillors had greater power. And they also, in getting rid of the town councils, brought in municipal districts, of which there are 95. So they replaced 80 town councils with 95 municipal districts. So you can't say that this is anti-democratic. And the other thing as well is it was brought in partially on foot of the Mahon Tribunal in 2012, where they found out that there was too much power given to people who hadn't the same degree of responsibility as a councillor would have in a local authority.
Michael, what do you imagine you could do as a town councillor that you can't do as a county councillor?
Well, one of the things that they had was the ability to strike a rate and to have our own independent budgets in the town that was separate but equal to the county council budget there. So that's one of the areas. I mean, what's happening is all but the role of the town council is already still there. Like, we are doing one of 26 towns called the Town Centre Initiative. So there are teams there who are essentially shadow town councils who are developing plans for their particular plan. And I accept what Tom is saying, and yeah, reform it by all means, but bring it back and give people greater accountability, because from an economic point of view, it didn't save anything. But from a social point of view, a lot of our towns are losing their identity and losing their character. And I accept municipal districts are, you know, were tipped as a replacement. But the difficulty is most people who are on town councils actually resided within the town. So most people on municipal councils do not. So you don't really have the same kind of connection from a voter to an elected representative and a voter to representation. Mm. The other side of the coin, Kieran, is the chief executive, the former town and county managers became chief executives. They have far more power now than they had when town councils were there. So there is a bit of an imbalance there between the elected and the executive on the county level and the municipal level. But I think we're missing that one area that we need. And we are becoming increasingly an urbanised society. So it makes sense to have an independent statutory town council over the jurisdiction, over the towns and the villages in the area. And one area that the towns were always effective doing is crisis management. And I think that's where the Taoiseach came from when he's saying the floods in Middleton brought it back to him how important to have a town council is. We've had that here in New Ross too. You know, we've had incidents where climate change and accidents have occurred, and that when the town councils were in operation, they were on it, like almost immediately, where the county council, they're on it too. They're very effective, but not as effective as a town council, I would think.
Tom, we're often being told how, you know, we're much more centralised in terms of government and decision making in this country than anywhere else in Europe or lots of other places. And we need to devolve more power out to kind of local authorities and regional authorities. Would that not form part of that picture, re-establishing town councils?
I wouldn't have thought so, no, because we've got a very low density in Ireland, so we've got a large landmass and a low density, so it doesn't make sense to spread the limited resources even wider. And when you think about it, like Dublin City Council, for example, cannot fill all its posts of planners and administrators, so there's only a certain number of planners in the country to go around, and then they can't even fill the administration posts. So there are local authorities, which you imagine Dublin City Council, all of them would be the one that would be filled, but they haven't got the people. So if you create more layers of town councils, that means people, a lower resource is going to be spread wider. And I don't see any benefit from it. I know it might, and I don't to be rude, I make it sound like I dismiss it, but I can't see how there's a democratic deficit in having 31 local authorities and 95 municipal districts for a small country.
Michael, somebody here suggests we need to bring back Kilkenny Borough Council because we need the corpo back. I'm not quite sure why they make that argument, but anyway, that's their view, certainly from one listener in my neck of the woods. What though, Michael, would you say to other people getting in touch who think this is just, you're just going to double up on bureaucracy? So instead of having kind of one level of administration in a Wexford or a Kilkenny or a Carlow, you inevitably have two everywhere, if not more.
Well, no, because, I mean, the administration is going to be supporting both the town and the county council anyway. So in terms of support, that's not going to change the maths on that one at all. What would happen, though, if you did have a town council, you'd have another section of the council trying to develop infill housing, new housing estates in that regards. Like, in terms of the plan, they would develop their own independent development plan as part of the wider county development plan. So you're not really replicating. What you're doing is you're getting a more parish-based, more localized town council that's going to be responsive to the needs of the public and to the general economic and social need. The thing is, Kieran, like this is, and one of the other areas, I mean, we're all about opening up the political system and the democratic deficit. This is a very good way to encourage people from different minorities and to ensure gender basis, to get them into the local authority system. It's a lot easier to get 250 votes than it is 2,500. So by bringing the town councils back, you really localize it and you give an opportunity to people who may feel disenfranchised or may feel like they can't make it up through onto the county council. So it's a very good way in terms of reflecting the society in which we serve.
Tom, isn't one of the big shortfalls, though, within our system is the public's attitude to town or county councils. So again, let's give the example of something that needs to be done. There's lots of people and they listen to this, and if they need something done in their town, it's not the county councillor they'll speak to. It's not the town councillor they'll speak to if indeed they're reinstalled. I'm not speaking for everybody in the country, but large swathes of the country. It's the TD. They'll speak to their TD, who then goes and makes the representation to the local councillor.
And yes and no. I mean, I know plenty of councillors who are very, very, quite a few who are very productive in getting things done. The local authority. I wouldn't necessarily.
Oh no, they are. Maybe I worded that a bit kind of awkwardly. I wasn't suggesting they're not getting things done. What I'm suggesting is they often get things done on foot of a representation from a TD who has been approached by a member of the public.
Yeah, but I think, but I would argue wrongly so. That's not the role of TDs. They're for national level documentation. Maybe that's a debate we should have. About, should TDs be asked to do all these things about people's medical cards, etc.? No, the role of the local councillors, I know a lot of councillors, a lot of whom I agree with and some I disagree with, and they do really hard work. And they're constantly on the case. The first port of call that we'd ever go to or advise people to go to is your local town councillor, or your local county councillor or city councillor. And they're constantly working, constantly. I mean, they can never go to the pub without someone asking them something. You know, they have a very good role and they play that role. And I just don't think adding another layer of it is going to make anything happen, because we've got a national development plan and a national planning framework and everything has to be subservient to it. So there's no point in every local authority, every town having its own opinion, because it has to all match up. And also, we'll have these new urban development zones and urban priority area plans, etc. So each town will have their own plan. And it's better that somebody has a kind of an overview and oversight of it,
yeah,
rather than each local village having its own fight.
Tom Phillips, who is the Managing Director of Tom Phillips and Associates, and Michael Sheehan, Independent Councillor in New Ross County, Wexford. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.